You're listening to the Closing Market Report. Time to check the weather forecast. On the phone line is Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute. Thanks, Jim, for joining us on a Friday afternoon. Tell me about the weekend weather forecast first.
Yes, if you look at the forecast for this weekend, it'll actually be pretty nice on Saturday. Not so much on Sunday. We have a chance of rain on Sunday, but I think it's going to be pretty nice there on Saturday with a high around 50. Rain, well, there's actually a cold front that's coming through on Sunday, and so that's going to cause a change in the weather. So Saturday night and Sunday are going to get rain. Possibly, it looks like total amount somewhere around a half an inch or so. And then as we go through the day on Sunday, the rain will start to taper off, and at that point the temperatures will also start to taper off. And so we'll hit a high of 56 on Sunday, probably about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then start to fall from there. And by Sunday night, it'll be close to the freezing mark, so we might see some remains of the rain and maybe a little snow mixed in there, but nothing of real accumulation. And then on Monday, back up into the 40s and more sunshine, and Monday night, low of 26 and high of Tuesday of 45. So kind of a more close to what that we would expect for this time of year as far as the temperatures go.
The University of Nevada Lincoln's drought monitor on the fifth day of this month of March, released this week, suggested that drought no longer existed in a large portion of Illinois and any place to the east of the Mississippi River. Would you agree with that? There were a couple of counties, I think, up into the northwestern part of the state that it suggested was a little bit dry, but what's your assessment?
Yeah, that's what we've been watching for the last couple of weeks now. There's been a nice recovery through much of central and southern Illinois. There's some areas in the far northern part and also some areas in the west there. There's still some lingering concerns about not so much topsoil moisture but subsoil moisture, because those soils have been frozen a lot longer and a lot more this winter than the rest of the state. So a lot of those rains they got early on didn't really help out as much. So they need to get those soils thawed out and get the water moving through the soil profile again and getting those subsoil moisture recharge going there. And so, but I think once that happens, we're in a fairly active weather pattern this spring, or it's barely into March now, but
right.
Close enough. So we're in a much more active pattern than we were this time last year. So I expect continued recovery. And so I think we're pretty close to being out of the woods as far as the drought goes.
All right. Thank you so much, and we'll talk with you again in a week.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. Jim Angel is at the Illinois State Water Survey. The Prairie Research Institute joined us here on a Friday afternoon for the Closing Market Report. Don't forget to visit our website at willag.org. There we'll post Commodity Week by about 6 o'clock this evening. Our guest, Jerry Gulkey of the Gulkey Group. You have a great weekend. I'm Todd Gleason.